Hey, welcome, and we're going to. Okay, thanks. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Firefly Public Infrastructure District numbers 1 through 10 this Thursday, March 6, 2025, at 10 a.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of York Allen, South Jordan. Let's do a quick roll call for our recording today. My name is Tom Jolly, and I'm District Counsel.
My name is Ashley Tedesco. I'm Tom Jolly's paralegal.
My name is Nate Shipp. I am on the board.
Jared Westoff on the board.
And this is Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountant.
Thank you so much, everybody. We're just going to follow our agenda. We'll move to our preliminary action items. Similar to prior meetings, we want to combine this meeting for efficiency purposes. We need to do that by motion. Do we have a motion to approve combining and conducting the special meeting for Firefly Public Infrastructure Districts number 1 through 10?
This is Jared Westoff. I so move, as you just stated, Tom.
This is
Do
Nate.
We have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We'll now move to our second preliminary action item, renewal of the trustees' conflicts of interest. It is necessary to renew the trustees' conflict of interest disclosures and ethical behavior pledges annually. So Ashley will be sending out the necessary forms for you to fill in and send back. And if you have any questions, you can reach me or Ashley. But we would ask you to try to get that done sooner rather than later, so we don't have to chase you around. Let's move now to the consent items. The first one is to approve the draft minutes of the meeting held on December 10th, 2024. The board did receive in its packet the proposed meeting minutes, the December 10th, 2024 board meeting. Are there any questions?
None.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the December 10th, 2024 board meeting?
I move that we adopt the minutes from our December 2024 board meeting.
Second?
Nate Shipp that will second that.
Okay, so motion by Jared Westoff, second by Nate Shipp. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We'll move to the consent item number two. We need to, as required by the acquisition and reimbursement agreement, it is necessary for the Board of Trustees to approve and ratify payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting. In the board packet, we did provide all of the reimbursement requests and applications for your review. Are there any questions?
None.
Okay, then do we have a motion to approve and ratify all payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting on December 10th, 2024?
I move as you just stated.
I'll second that.
So we have a motion by Jared Westoff with a second by Nate Shipp. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Now we're going to move to our action items. We're going to consider accepting the Q4 financial statements. The board did receive in its packet the Q4 financial statement for the district. Shelby Clymer of CLA is here to go over the Q4 financial statements and answer any questions for the board.
They were
Turn the time over
easy to
Shelby.
Understand.
Yeah, I'm happy to go over them, but if you guys looked at them and didn't have any questions, we don't have to, so it's up to you guys.
I thought they were pretty simple to follow.
Okay. Yeah, I would just highlight, you know, nothing really occurred out of the ordinary other than there was some assessment revenue that came in at the end of the year that launch worked on with the team for some prepayments there. But otherwise, everything else was kind of right in line with budget.
Great. Appreciate that, Shelby. Do we have any... further questions from the board on the Q4 financials? Okay,
I don't.
Go ahead, Jared. Did you
I
say
said, I said I don't. I'd move that we adopt, or is it accept, Tom? What's the proper language?
You accept the financial statements?
Yeah, that we accept the financial statements for Q4 2024. Is that?
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Motion made by Jeff Westhoff, Jared Westhoff, second by Nate Shipp. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We'll now move to our second action item. This is consider proposals from Hinton and Burdick and Haney and Company to perform auditing services for 2024 for Firefly Public Infrastructure District Number 1, and authorizing the district chair to sign it. Utah law requires public infrastructure districts to conduct annual audits by an independent third-party auditor. We did discuss this at the December 10th board meeting. COA, as district accountant, will coordinate with the auditor to make sure the audit is done correctly and then file the required reports with the state of Utah. The board did receive these two proposals in its packet. Shelby can go over these proposals with you if you have any questions. Just from my high-level review, it looks like just from a financial standpoint, the Hinton Burdock fee for the audit is at $9,500. And the Haney and Company proposed fee for the audit is $8,500. Shelby, I'm going to turn the time over to you.
Okay, so board, we've worked with both of these firms on several different PIDs in the state. Both are really great to work with. Really no concerns with either one of them. So re decision really comes down to you, and likely the fee difference here will play a part. So happy to answer any questions on either firm. Either way we go, we anticipate starting the audit come April. The deadline is June 30th, so we should be on target to hit that deadline either way. Any
Tom,
questions?
can I make a disclosure?
You made a, is the board made a selection between Hinton Burdick and Haney or Haney and Company?
Well, I just wanted on the record that I have not talked to Hinton Burdick about this. I think I just need to disclose that my brother-in-law is a partner at that firm. But I didn't talk to him about it, and I didn't do anything to get the proposal or any of that. I just want to make sure that's part of the record. I think I should disclose something like that.
No, that's much appreciated. And which firm was he with?
Hinton Burdick.
Okay.
So.
I think Ashley, excuse me, Ashley, Shelby, please go ahead. Do you have a comment?
I was just going to say the lead auditor for this is McKay Hall. So, I think if that's not the relation, or if it is, I think that can
Yeah,
potentially surprise here too.
not the relation, and my understanding on the law is that I just need to disclose it, but I could still vote on it. Is that correct?
That's correct. I think that the proper thing to do was disclose it. But I think it still just comes down to the board deciding between the two proposals which one they prefer. As CLA is recommending that both firms are great and can do the job.
I like the cheaper firm, but Nate, I've got that disclosure. I'll let you make the motion and then second it.
I'd go with the less expensive firm.
Okay.
Thomas, that.
Okay. Then let's do a motion. Let's see here. How do I want to phrase it? Do we have a motion authorizing the district to engage Haney and Company to perform auditing services for 2024 for the district and authorize the district chair to sign the engagement agreement?
I so move.
I second it.
So we have a motion by Nate Shipp with a second by Jared Westhoff. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our third agenda item, action item, which is consider approval of resolution 2025-01. This is a resolution authorizing the second amendment to the governing document. As you will recall, on January 21st, 2025, Eagle Mountain City adopted a resolution authorizing the second amendment to the governing document. The board must also adopt a separate resolution to authorize the second amendment to governing document. The second amendment does two things. It removes certain property from the annexation area. And number two, it adds acreage that was recently annexed into the city to the annexation area. And we've taken all proper steps to do that. So are there any questions?
None.
Okay. Do we have a motion approving resolution 2025-01 as stated?
This is Nate Shipp. I so move.
We have a second?
Sure. Jared Westhoff, I second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. The next one is similar. We're going to consider approval of the second amendment to governing document and authorize the district chair to sign. We just went over the second amendment and what things it does. Are there any further questions? No. Then do we have a motion approving the second amendment to governing document and authorizing the district chair to sign?
I'll so move.
I'll second it.
So we have a motion by Nate Shipp and a second by Jared Westhoff. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We'll now move to our administrative non-action items. Really here, we just wanted to give you a reminder to get your annual board training on the meetings, Open Meetings Act done, and then send Ashley your certificates of completion.
State that again. What is it we need to do?
So similar to when we formed the districts and got them approved in our initial meeting, you guys had to complete your board training on open meeting laws. And that's done on an annual basis. And in the notice that Ashley sent to you, there's a website that you can go to training by the auditor. And you can click on that and you can go do the open meetings law review. It takes about 25 minutes and then they issue a certificate. And once you're done with that, just send the certificate to Ashley.
I just wanted to clarify too.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I've got Nate and Brian's already
For
2025. So it's just
Jared, you're behind. Jared,
we'll need it, bro.
Come on, buddy.
I'll get right on
impressive.
That.
Tom, I sit on too many boards.
Okay, well, since Nate has completed his training first, we're going to reserve the last motion to adjourn for Nate.
I would
so,
like
Nate,
to
do we have a motion to adjourn?
I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
Jared,
I second it.
You have to second my motion or we're stuck.
Jared, we can keep going. Okay, so
I was logging into my training.
So our motion by Nate Shipp with a second by Jared Westhoff. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We stand adjourned. Gentlemen, thanks for your time today. Nice seeing you.
Thanks for all the good work, guys.
We'll see
you. All right.
Bye. Have a good one. Bye.